Kim Davis. She's the now famous county clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Should she be in jail?
We'll talk about that. Plus, Robert Redford said this week that retirement can lead to death. Is he right? Or just insulting happy retirees?
Is gray hair ever really glamorous? I mean, really? Some say it's the hot new thing. I'm not so sure. I'm Bob Bates.
And I'm Susan Sikora. Stick around. It's the Baby Boomer News of the Week.
Well, Kim Davis is that clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. I mean, despite the Supreme Court ruling requiring her to do so, she said her religious beliefs just wouldn't let her do it, so she ended up in jail, contempt of court. We just wonder, is she trying to hold marriage equality hostage? I don't know. What do you think, Susan?
Well, first of all, this is her job. Her job is clerk. She is not there to practice her religion nor to impose it on others.
Yeah.
I think, quite honestly, I don't know why she's in jail. I don't know why we hopped to that. I keep missing something. I feel
well,
like
I always
I'm missing
thought,
a big chunk
why don't they
of this.
Just, you know,
why don't
fire,
they fire her?
She's an elected official. That's the problem. And she can't just be fired. She would have to be impeached, I believe. One of the issues, too, is that not only is she unwilling to issue these licenses, but she's unwilling to have her name on any licenses that are issued out of the county clerk's office. And I suppose they have one of those stamps that anytime a license is, you know, issued, it's stamped, even if she's not there, with her name. She doesn't want to be associated with the same-sex marriage license at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think still we still go back to the fact that even if she ran for this office and was elected, then you have to know what's part of that. Nancy Pelosi, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, struggles with the fact that she supports a woman's right to choose. She is Roman Catholic. So I'm just saying people have conflicts, but you have to remember, what are you there to do? You're there to do the job, not impose your religion. If Kim Davis believes that marriage between two people of the same sex is wrong, that is her choice. That is her right to believe. But she doesn't, I don't think she should bring that into the office that she holds.
I guess the question really is, you know, we do at some level need to honor a person's religious beliefs and their religious objections to the things that they have to do. When you're a county administrator and it's you can't be fired for this, so the only thing you can really do is say, I won't do it. I'm not sure necessarily what her options were.
Let me ask you this, though. Doesn't she have a staff? I'm sure she's not the only one banging out those licenses.
She does. But again, the problem is that her name has to be on the license that goes out, whether she did it in her office herself or whether one of her staff does it.
Maybe somebody should rethink what's on the license.
Exactly.
In other words, or the stamp. In other words, the stamp doesn't have to have Kim Davis. It maybe should just have Rowan County, Kentucky, and 2015 or whatever it is, the seal of the state of Kentucky.
Yeah. I don't understand. I think a judge could find a way to change that procedure so that the license was legitimate and would stand up in court without her signature on there.
I think it's extreme in terms of taking her to prison. I think if she were smart, she'd resign, but I know she wants to take a stand. That she wants to take a stand
is
fine.
Is she grandstanding? Is she's trying to make a point? And
she's trying to make a point, but I don't know if it's grandstanding or if she feels that she's being a Christian, a martyr, or whatever for her faith. I don't know what it is. Maybe religiously she feels that this is the right thing to do. And, you know,
what do you think about all the Christian activists who are coming out supporting her? One person said, this courageous woman needs to be our Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks. I think that's a stretch.
Yeah.
And Rosa Parks was standing up for her civil rights space, her civil rights. Yeah. And actually, when you think about it, if a gay couple goes to Rowan County's office to get their marriage license, they're exercising their civil rights too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we can look at this a number of ways. I think bringing Rosa Parks into it and getting on her coattails probably is inappropriate. Now we're grandstanding or somebody's starting to grandstand for Kim Davis. Kim Davis should resign. She should not be in jail. This is a lot of money. Probably.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with you about that. I'm not sure I agree that she can't function as a county clerk. She's a religious woman. She has very deeply felt beliefs. I think as a country, we appreciate that and allow that to be a part of our world.
Absolutely.
So let's find a workaround. You know, perhaps someone else could sign for her
on
this issue.
Well, that's what I mean. Somebody sign it or change the seal so that it's the seal of Kentucky and it's not her name. If she does, if her bottom line, if the tipping point for her is that she does not want her name, Kim Davis, on somebody's seal of marriage between two people of the same sex, then change the seal.
Yeah.
How hard is this?
Was it right to put her in jail?
I think it's a lot of money. And I think resignation would have been the more gracious thing to do.
But I mean, did a federal judge need to put her in jail? Couldn't he have found a different sort of...
Well, I don't know. How do you get rid of somebody who's elected? You said impeachment earlier. Maybe that's the way to do it.
You know, certainly he could take her out of the office and say you're banned from, you know, working.
Put her on
job.
Administrative leave.
Administrative leave. I think it's
that?
A little showy to put her in a jail cell.
Yes, I do. And I think it's making a point. The whole case is a grandstand, if you will, that way.
Yeah.
I think you put her on administrative leave. You tell her you've got so many weeks to decide if you're going to uphold the letter of the law as it stands now. The letter of the law, this is what people don't understand in this country. And I'm Catholic, okay? Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things.
So
that
you
I
really believe- must understand as a believing Catholic person, the right to stand up for your religious beliefs.
I understand my right to stand up for my religious beliefs, but I also understand that it is not my right to impose my religious beliefs on everybody else when it comes to legalities.
Yeah. How do you think this thing's going to end?
Well, that's a good
She can't
question.
Stay in jail forever.
You know, at some point, somebody's got to be practical. How much
and
is
she becoming more of a hero?
How much is it costing Kentucky to keep her in jail every day?
I'm sure there's some cost involved.
Absolutely. I believe somebody even brought that up. But, you know, again, I don't know. As somebody said, you know, she's not, who was it? There was a Laura Coates, I believe, on
yes.
CNN.
Yes.
There was a
Laura
CNN,
Coates, yes.
And she said she's not a private baker refusing to make wedding cakes for same-sex couples.
That's a really... Yeah, she's an official. She's not a private entrepreneur.
Right, and she's required to perform her official duties. So here's the point, Bob. I still think it goes back to this. Somebody's hired or elected to do something, a job. That job is X, Y, and Z. If you have a problem with X, then you can't do that job. So
yeah.
Either resign or somebody should say, step aside or we fire you or we impeach you or we replace you or you go on leave with or without pay for X number of days
yeah.
and decide whether you're going to do the job or not.
She was hired by the people, essentially. And the people should have the right to let her go if she's not going to do the job. So
I mean, at some point, somebody's going to have to give in.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. She can't stop marriage licenses from being given out in Rowan County.
Right. And also in that office, while she's sitting in jail, someone else is giving those licenses out. People are getting their marriage licenses.
Interestingly, her son works there as well. I mean, this must be a small town. Her son works there as well. And he also refused to give out licenses as well.
Well, then let's not put him in to substitute for mom because we're not going to get anywhere that way.
It's an interesting thing. I mean, I got to agree that people deserve their right to believe what they believe and to stand up for the religion.
Nobody's telling her she can't
know,
do that.
I know.
But it's what the job says you do this. If you can't do this, then you can't do your job.
Your religion.
Anything else in society, if you couldn't do your job, you wouldn't keep the job.
No. And we are not, as individuals, allowed to pick and choose the laws we're willing to obey.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's got to be, it's a law, is a law. So she's got to go.
That's it.
She's got to go. All right. Moving on. Here's an item in MarketWatch.com. Actually, it was originally an interview with the Wall Street Journal that Robert Redford did recently. And I think it was just an offhanded comment that he made in which he said, I think retirement can lead to death, and that's not for me. Well,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, here he is. He's a very successful actor. He's got a lot of money. He's got everything going for him, and he likes to continue to direct. So he doesn't want to just go home and watch television. So
right.
He said this, kind of suggesting that if I were to quit working, I'd be miserable and I'd eventually just die.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he insulted people who worked a long, hard life and then finally got their well-deserved retirement?
I don't think it was an insult. I think it was a good observation. And I think for a lot of people, if you're doing, here's the difference. You mentioned Redford. I mean, he's not anybody, Joe Schmo off the street. He's Robert Redford. So if he wants to do a film, work on a film, produce a film, direct a film, star in a film, he'll probably be able to get it done.
Yeah.
That said, a lot of us don't get that choice.
Right.
You get fired for ageism or what have you. And so therefore, all of a sudden, you have nothing to do. Now, the question is, will you find something else to do? Did you love what you did? If you loved what you did and you end up going and doing something you hate, then, it'll keep you busy, but it's probably not going to feed your soul.
I mean, what he was saying was that if you stay engaged in life, if you work at what you love, you should keep doing it as long as you can do it because you'll be more dynamic. Your mind will continue to work.
I agree. Yeah. I just don't think a lot of people get the choice, unfortunately. Yeah. If you work for somebody else, it's not the case. But I think he makes a good point that if you are retired and you don't have something else or don't you find something else, even after you take a little hiatus, if you will, you're going to be bored. And boredom, I think, can kill you.
Well, Merrill Lynch apparently did a little survey of 7,000 adults. And the results were this, that 7 in 10 working people over the age of 50 said they wanted to continue to work into retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can understand that. I can see why.
Yes. I certainly would have worked longer. I think there's a lot of people. If I found something that I really enjoyed right now and somebody said, come here, would you be interested in doing this? I probably would do it. I might not do it full time. Just sit in a chair and do nothing and just kind of, go through the day and roam around and meander along. Most people do that for a while and they say, okay, this enough of this. Let's see.
Do think that meandering, the sitting in the chair, the watching the TV all day, can affect your health, your physical health.
Sure, it
your
can.
Physical health then can affect your longevity. So
absolutely.
There may very well be some truth to the fact that a slow retirement, a sedentary retirement, could in fact lead to an earlier death than continuing to remain active. Mm-hmm. I guess there's something to be said for that.
I agree. I mean, I think his point is well taken. I don't think it was an insult at all.
Yeah.
I really don't. It was just, I think it was a very sharp observation on Redford's part.
How old is he? He looks to be about,
he's in his
80s. 70s. Oh, really?
Late 70s, I'm thinking?
I think he might even be 80.
You probably have one of those little gizmos at your fingertips that you can find out.
We'll have to Google that
But I'm going to guess he's around 77, 78, maybe?
Yeah. Do you think he aged well?
Of course.
Yeah.
He's good looking. This is the.
Do you think that hair of his that is still blonde really? He's.
Oh, who cares?
Walking
he's
around.
Good looking. You know what? He's craggy looking.
He's craggy looking.
He's never had super good skin that I can tell in terms of smooth and flawless or anything like that. But he's still, all his. The parts of his face are nice and symmetrical. Ask any woman with good eyesight.
The skin is a little aging there, but
so what? But doesn't mean he's good looking. He's still a good looking man. If he had a facelift, I think he'd probably look silly.
Sorry if I'm suspicious about the blonde hair.
Okay.
I just think
so what?
If he's a man in his 80s doesn't have actual blonde hair, it's got to be white by now, please.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But then again, if you throw a rinse in your hair, if you do one of the old drugstore colorings, and they're a little better now, they're much better than they used to be anyway. That'll break up the afternoon, until you figure out what you're going to do in the next phase of after retiring. color my hair and think about it tomorrow.
Speaking of coloring your hair, there was an interesting item in Good Housekeeping, I believe. It might have been a repost from another publication, but the headline is, "These women prove going gray can be truly glamorous." As far as the gray goes, we've heard this comment before that women just need to embrace gray hair. We've come to this place in our society where it's just not appropriate for a woman to have gray hair anymore.
Mm-hmm. There's something I read once, I can't remember where, but they said that people who went gray the best, who looked the best, had blue eyes, well, that lets me out, and dark skin or tan skin.
But these are very special people. It's kind of like saying, when you're really attractive, you can wear anything.
Well, not necessarily.
If you look great, you're going to look fine with gray hair.
Maybe that's true. Okay, but you know, if you're a beautiful woman, you're going to look good in a, you know, in a pink wig, probably.
I still think it could be argued that anybody with gray hair is going to look older than if you had brown hair or blonde.
Probably
hair.
Because that's our perception.
Yeah.
You know, now it's got to go with your skin tone, though. I think it's what you do with the whole package, frankly.
Well, this woman who wrote this article talks about the fact that she wrestled with the fact whether she should let her hair go gray. And she had decided after seeing a picture of herself with her brown hair that it had really been damaged by coloring, I guess, that it needed to go.
Yeah.
And now that her hair is gray, it's healthier and it's manageable and all of that. I honestly think if we were to see our favorite celebrities, our older celebrities, without the hair dye and the regular gray hair, we'd be shocked at how old they look.
Well, I think we'd also be, you know what? I think a lot of them look okay. I mean, Rita Moreno, I believe, has let her hair go gray. She looks terrific.
What, you remember Meryl Streep had gray hair in The Devil Wears Prada. Remember that movie?
That's right. Okay.
And it looked pretty good, didn't it? Yeah, as I think about it.
Absolutely. It was stunning. Yeah. It was, again, she had herself pulled together. It depends on how it's styled. I mean, if you just, you know, if you're going to wear it really long, like it's you're going to Woodstock in the 60s, then frankly, I don't care at any age at this point. It's probably not going to work for anybody.
Yeah.
Really gray, coarse, unkempt, long hair on a woman of a certain age, if you will, does not look great. As far as men go, I think men can get away with anything.
Guys. I can't wait till my hair is completely white. That's what I'm wanting. Right now, it's graying in a weird way. It just grays around the sides, and I've got these patches of black, and it just doesn't look right.
Lily Tomlin's hair, at least in Grace and Frankie.
Yeah.
Now, she was wearing her hair long in that because she's supposed to be an aging hippie, but she looked good. You know, it all went with the package. Again, she kind of wore these funky clothes that were kind of interesting, that looked a little bit like a hippie who'd be older now, you know, that kind of thing.
Did you ever see a movie called Peace, Love, and Misunderstanding with Jane Fonda?
No.
It's a great little film to rent sometimes, but Jane Fonda had a long, she played a hippie, kind of a grown-up hippie, but her hair was all just natural gray and curly and long, and it looked fantastic.
Okay, but back to that point, which is people who are gorgeous no matter what.
There you go.
Are going to be gorgeous if their hair is pink, if they're bald. I mean, I've seen
some of us need a little help, right? Yeah.
Most of us need a little help.
Yeah,
more
yeah.
than a little sometimes.
So if we can at least make the hair look young, we can at least boost our morale a little bit for the second or two that we're looking in the mirror.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's finally time once again for Baby Boomer Gripe of the Week.
Oh.
And I know you've got a couple.
Bring it on.
Who's first? Who should go first this week?
Okay. Let's see. Well, I've got four of them, but I'm not going to give you all four. I'll give you one.
Give me one.
Why is it not illegal to put elastic in the pant leg at the bottom?
Okay.
This is not a good look for anyone.
No, I guess
not. It's not useful.
Yeah. Why do they put it there? To keep it from riding up? Or what's the reason?
What, is it blowing up from underneath? Are we having reverse gravity? I don't get this.
Pants have elastic down at the bottom?
Usually leisure pants of some kind or even sweatpants. And I'm thinking, why would you have sweatpants? If you're, let's say you go, you put a pair of pants on like this and you go to the gym and you get on a treadmill. Real simple stuff. As you're walking, those pants are going to start riding up because of the elastic.
It seems like it would also cut off your circulation a little bit.
And if you want to put a pair of pants on over a pair of shoes and socks for some reason, if you change your pants or something, you have to take your shoes and socks off. And with the elastic, it's harder. With a loose pair of I'm telling you, I thought, why did anybody ever do this?
That's kind of a mini gripe. I mean, I think you get a second gripe. Because it was such a little gripe. It was barely worth. Okay, let me give you mine, and then we'll finish up the show with your final gripe. Okay. So here's my gripe: restaurants that have communal seating.
Yes.
Now here's this is what drives me crazy. It's a hip new thing now.
Wait. When you say communal, you mean I mean with a group?
Yeah, but you don't know the people, so.
Oh, everybody's sharing.
Yeah. Okay. So I went to dinner not so long ago with my wife, and it was just the two of us. And We went to this hip restaurant in Los Angeles, and when they seated us, there was a big long table in the middle of the room, and there was an empty seat like halfway down on each side of the table. So they put my wife in one of those seats and me in the other. So we lined up across the table, but we had all these conversations, all these people yakking up and down the line, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to focus on each other across the table, and we're hearing, it's terrible. And it's this hip new thing. Everybody's doing it.
Really? You know what? I hate to tell you, it may be hip. And it may be on trend or trending. However, it's not new. If you go to Faneuil Hall, in prison,
it's very common in prison.
It's an old place in Boston, Faneuil Hall, and you have Boston Scrod, I believe it is.
A casual place, right? Where it's
very casual. Yeah. You know you're going to sit there. The waitresses are kind of, you know, what do you want? Yeah. kind of thing, you know? I mean, that's the way it used to be.
I think that's fine. Like if you're going to a hot dog place or you're eating in prison or in or in high school, it's okay. But if you're paying $15 for a little pile of Brussels sprouts, I sort of feel like you should be able to hear the person that you're sitting there with.
I agree. Saying. There's a solution to that.
I know it's an old person gripe to be able to hear in a noisy restaurant.
No, there's a solution.
What?
For any age, different restaurant.
Different restaurant, or just go with a whole bunch of people you want to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So we've got two gripes.
Right.
What's your last and final gripe of the week?
All right. Sales taxes on bras. Why? This is sexist.
Yeah.
You'll never have to pay it. Of course, I know you've got a wife and two daughters at home. So
but why not sales tax on bras? We have sales tax on everything else.
I understand that. But who buys bras? Just women.
So why shouldn't women have to pay sales tax on their bras?
Because men don't.
Well, we pay sales tax on our underpants.
If I ever run for office, and I'm not going to, but if I did, you know what my campaign slogan would be?
What?
No sales tax on feminine products.
I have no idea why we should vote for that, but you know what?
All I need is the women's vote.
I'm giving it to you. it's tomorrow's Labor Day. I'm giving it to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I'm letting you off the hook on this one.
I know I am.
Susan Sikora, it's been great talking to you again on the Baby Boomer News of the Week. We'll probably see you in a couple weeks. You're not going to be with us next week. You'll be with the week after, right?
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good to me, too. And for all the news and entertainment for Baby Boomers and beyond, be sure to check us out at olderandwiser.com.